Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about hunger in Gaza, because there's the United Nations, of course, are warning of famine. I'm not sure if they are concerned really about what is happening with the hostages or not, and whether they are getting food. But we wanted to try and understand what is really going on there. We are joined this morning by Eve Harrow. She's a veteran podcaster and commentator, to try and understand this focus. Eve, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you're well.
My pleasure.
So, Eve,
nice to be here.
Can we just understand what the situation is in Gaza in terms of famine, in terms of food, in terms of what we know about the care of the hostages? Because actually, it's very difficult or hard to have one conversation and ignore the other.
Yes. So, first of all, most of us really don't know what's happening there. I guided this week. I'm a tour guide here in Israel, and I guided the influencer Nate Buzz in the Benjamin area.
Right.
And yesterday he was actually allowed to go into Gaza to see how the food distribution is. And so I'm anxious to speak to him when I can about his impressions, because he was actually there as an outsider. But what is clear is, look, they're starving our hostages to death and nobody cares. It's not even clear to Israelis if any of the hostages are alive. And we know from the ones that were rescued or were released, of course, what they looked like.
Yes.
And to compare them to survivors of Auschwitz was not an off comparison.
Right.
But nobody seems to care about that. The Red Cross couldn't care less. And all these organizations that supposedly care about humanitarian crisis seem to draw the line when it comes to Israelis. And let's not forget that this is how the whole thing started. Israel did not want to be fighting in Gaza. We had absolutely no interest in it. We left Gaza 20 years ago. I was living there with my children for the summer when Israeli soldiers came and took everyone who lived there out. I was just there for the summer, but took everyone out, destroyed the homes, and left it to the people there to rule themselves with no Jews there, which already tells you that how horrible that is, that they didn't want us around there. It's not coexistence, and it never has been. And they have destroyed it themselves. Now, a lot of the blame is being put on the Hamas, and I'm sure that that's true. And everyone's talking about how the people there hate Hamas. But when you speak to soldiers that are coming out of there, they're telling us that every home has jihadi material, educational material there. So I do believe that the people there hate Hamas, but I don't believe that they hate Hamas because Hamas is waging war and trying to destroy every Jew. I think they hate Hamas because Hamas is hurting them.
Right,
and that's
right.
A very big distinction. So tremendous efforts are being made to bring them food, which is also an interesting question. What country feeds their enemy during wartime? I have yet to read about that anywhere. And I think that this war has been prolonged. We are now into our 23rd month because the world has insisted that Israel send food in. And of course, the food is commandeered by Hamas. And then while it's supposed to be distributed free, it is sold by them. And then Hamas is being fed. So the enemy is literally, they're not starving. They're being fed. They're deciding where the food goes. So we know that a lot of these pictures of the starving children are faked. And if something is true, why do you need to fake it?
Well, that's what I keep asking.
Why aren't we seeing
genuine photos? When you look at photos of, when we think about starvation and famine in South Sudan and in other areas in Africa, there's no fake photos. They're real photos. So
but nobody cares.
Well, besides
that, I would imagine that most of your listeners haven't even seen those pictures, 100%. Don't even know that.
Because our news in South Africa is hardly covering it. So South African media somehow doesn't seem to care about what happens on this continent for whatever reason. It's another whole discussion.
I think we know the reason.
Yeah, well, we do, unfortunately. I'm going to be speaking to Tal Shoham, a hostage survivor, a little bit later in the show. And in preparation, I read a quote of his where he described the fact that they were deliberately starving them because when they'd be released, they would, the hope was that, that people would be so shocked that they would pressure Netanyahu to do a better deal for Hamas. And then when they came, you know, when some of the others came out and when they saw what they looked like, they realized it didn't work. So for the last 2 weeks in his captivity, they stuffed food down their throats. They had food. He right. said throughout his captivity, he would smell them, smell the cooking and everything that yes. was that Hamas were enjoying. They were just being starved to death. So we know that Hamas uses food as a weapon.
Yes, absolutely. And if the world would actually let Israel win this war, then you wouldn't have even, you know, anybody starving. And what everyone also doesn't realize is why are there still, if there are Palestinian civilians, okay, if there are people who are not supporting Hamas's war against Israel, why are they still in Gaza? There's an international treaty that when there's a war going on in a neighboring country, you're supposed to take the non-combatants in. Egypt is on the other side right. of Gaza, and they haven't done it. And no one has held them to it. So all of the onus has fallen on Israel. We have this terrible attack on October 7th, and not only. And people being killed constantly, and rockets being fired constantly. And we want to win this war, and we want to end the war for everybody's sake, and we're not being allowed to win the war. And then when things are happening because of the war, we're being blamed for that also. And while no one else is being held to their responsibilities, and if Hamas does continue, you know, and isn't obliterated, then we know the next October 7th is right around the corner. They're not changing their ideology. There's no penitence. There's no, oh my goodness, we shouldn't have done this. None of it. This is the exact reason that they exist. And not only them, but all the jihadists in the world. And when we see the uptick in anti-Semitism around the world now, and everyone's blaming because of what Israel's doing in Gaza, no. The press is feeding this image of Jews starving little children. It sits on ancient anti-Semitism, blood libels, things having to do with, you know, the deepest, deepest hatreds that the world has ever seen, that we know what they have led to. This has spiraled completely out of control. And because people don't want to admit that they are anti-Semitic, Israel becomes the excuse. Oh, we don't hate Jews. We hate Israel and the fact that there are starving little children. Mm. It's all the same story. It's just in a different version.
Yeah, it is. It is very, very concerning, very upsetting, because the victim here begins with the truth, but unfortunately, it ends with innocent people and innocent lives. Eve Harrow, thank you as always, speaker and a veteran Israeli podcaster, talking to us about the situation in terms of hunger in Gaza.